Mike said the outlook was everybody who gets on the plane and goes to New England will play in the game. Will you be on the plane?
Yeah, I think I'll be on the plane.
Okay. Think you'll play?
Check and exit rule, I'll be there. yeah, I mean, I'm not sure how much time I'll play, but I'll be there. And I think, I think we're going to go with the starters for a little while.
Is there anything specific that you try to accomplish knowing that you're not going to get a lot of reps?
Yeah, I try and stay healthy. That's what I try and do.
Aaron, did you see the story about Geno Smith? Have you ever seen anything like that? Have you ever seen a locker room fight going back to Butte all the way to now?
Well, you have to separate Butte. I mean, it was a different locker room. Anybody who knows junior college football knows that anything can happen. And I love that year. It was an unbelievable year, but it was wild at times. The natives got a little restless at times, but especially in the confines that we had there at Butte. It's a lot better now, I hear. But the thing that we've always done that Mike's always stressed, which I think is very important, is that it's a professional environment. It's not a personal environment. So when you get back in the locker room, that's where you're a team again. And being a professional is about leaving stuff on the field and not bringing in the locker room. Leadership helps with that, but it's also, I think it comes from the top. It's a mindset that, you leave the stuff on the field. You don't bring it back in the locker room. I don't feel like this deserves, like some major response from the league or anything. This is, teams need to police themselves, and it's unfortunate because anytime you hear about a sucker punch, I mean, that's like the worst thing you can think of, and obviously not a big sign of toughness there. But, in this locker room, I think we do a good job of leaving things on the field. We haven't had a major scuffle in camp. You've seen the stuff that happened with Cam Newton, and there's the fights at the Redskins practice. Those are part of training camp, but at the same time, you got to kind of rise above it. When you get back in the locker room, you're going in the same direction, so you got to bring it together and be a pro.
Aaron, where do you line up with the extra point being moved back, and how do you think that'll change the dynamic of the game?
I don't like it. I'm a traditionalist, and so I like the extra point where it was at, for one. For two, I think it goes against the league's stance on player safety. It's now become a very important play, especially in the wintertime of Green Bay when no field goal is guaranteed. And it doesn't go for just Green Bay. Any place that's cold or has rain or, inclement weather, it's going to be an interesting decision. Do you go for the two-pointer from the two or do you go for a 33-yard field goal? And with that, the play is not dead anymore. If there's an interception or a fumble, you can return it. So I think you're bringing some player safety issues involved into that play. It could make it more exciting, but I still like the one-pointer from where it was at.
Aaron, what kind of progress have you seen with Brett during this whole start of camp and obviously coming out of the offseason?
Yeah, he's done a good job. I think this summer we texted back and forth. I said, hey, what are you up to? And he said that he kind of gave me a schedule, and it was impressive. He's a gym rat, just like Scott is. He puts a lot of time in. He was, I don't know why he was doing this, but he's waking up at like 6 in the morning in the off season and working out at UCLA and training and studying and stuff. And no, it's great. I mean, he's a great kid. He's progressed a lot. The mental part of it is so important as a young player, because once you can figure out what you're doing, then you can really begin to start reacting quicker to what you're seeing from the other side of the field. So he's done a great job of continuing to improve, and he listens a lot. He takes a lot of notes. Both him and Matt are very studious and extremely intelligent, so that helps him. I'm excited to watch him play. When they get out there, it's about just trying to slow things down in their mind, and I think they'll do a good job of that. But they're very well coached with Alex. They ask a lot of good questions, and they both progress really well.
Aaron, I saw you today on Talk with Ty Montgomery after a play, about a route in the red zone. As a leader, how do you decide whether you kind of talk right there on the field with a guy or whether you bring it back here in the film room, or is it some of both?
Yeah, it's definitely some of both. I think you don't want to you don't really want to single a guy out there, make him look bad. It's better to kind of let it sit and then talk to a guy in the locker room if they've really made a mistake. With that situation, Ty had a question about his release based on the coverage he was seeing, so it was good to hit it right there. Plus, he was kind of mad about the rule. He didn't take the ball all the way to the ground, and I said, well, Des Bryant probably was mad about that too. But Ty's a great kid. He's got a bright future for us. He has a great disposition and attitude about the game. He's hungry to learn and get better, and And it's good moments like that where he can hear it from me, you know, how we're expecting that route to be run. Just like if he hears it from Jordy or Randall, that's when you can really, you know, lock that away and make some gains.